What do we want? When? What do we want? When? What do we want? When? What do we want?
After 30 minutes of public comment, members of California's State Reparations Task Force shared their final reflections on the two-year process. Dr. Amos Brown is a pastor and president of the San Francisco branch of the NAACP. He says that whatever state leaders choose to do with the recommendations in the report, it will stand as a historic record of California's history of anti-Black discrimination and the effects of those policies.
We're going to look back, and we're going to read, and we're going to make sure that our descendants will be able to consult this great document and see the evidence that this state has committed the crime against Black folks, and it's time for them to pay their crime bill.
Critics of the State Reparation Task Force have often brought up that California entered the Union in 1850 as a non-slave state, which, they argue, makes slavery-based reparations in California a moot point. Democratic State Senator Stephen Bradford, who represents parts of LA County and is a member of the Reparations Committee, took issue with that argument. He pointed out that California's first governor owned slaves and that California had a fugitive slave law that required that runaway slaves must be returned to their owners. And he added that children of slaves born in California were still treated as slaves. Bradford said the legacy of slavery was felt nationwide.
People will say, I didn't own slaves, so why should I have to pay? And I often say, if you can inherit generational wealth, you can inherit generational debt. And this is a debt. This is a debt that is owed. And most generational wealth in this country has been derived through slavery or the access to free labor over the years.
Bradford also pointed to decades of unfair policies in California that disadvantaged its Black population, like redlining, segregation, and the state's use of eminent domain, which was used to seize Black Californians' property, often with little compensation. The report includes numerous recommendations. The most controversial recommendation is that Black Californians who can trace their lineage in the United States to the 19th century would be eligible for financial or other remuneration. While the panel doesn't specify any dollar amount, it does suggest that Black elders be prioritized. The task force estimates that enacting reparations could cost the state $500 billion, a little under double this year's entire state budget. Civil rights lawyer and task force member Lisa Holder says that now that the report has been submitted, the real work begins.
Stay focused, stay on task to resist disinformation. That is the enemy. Resist imbalanced media messaging and resist the status quo's racialized tropes that always seek and unfortunately manage to divide us. We need to mobilize and organize and build the political will required to compel our elected representatives to vote for a reparations bill.
Members of the Reparations Task Force suggest that all Californians read the report as state leaders take the recommendations under advisement. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett Morgan.